Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:11. We're going to top out at 20 today. Snow is falling. I thought it wasn't supposed to be here till 11.
I guess it came early.
Darn weather, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, one of them told us it was snowing because we couldn't see out our window. So
thanks, Sean Cable. And Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm glad I follow you.
thank you, Sean, for telling us it was snowing, which seems so stupid, but it's really not.
I know.
It seems stupid that you would have to be told that it's snowing, but if you're indoors and you can't see outdoors.
Because we have a window.
You know, people always make the joke, want to know what the weather is? Open the window and look for yourself or whatever.
And the T-Storm Chasers did tweet at me, said, snow is starting already, a light dusting on the road, vehicles already in ditch. I'm like, in the ditch already? Come on,
we're
people.
Not in Texas.
Come on, people.
I have a funny story about winter driving in Texas.
We do have visitors, though, from other states because of the holidays. So.
Yeah, true. Okay, so we were talking about this photo that has been shared 4,500 times by your friend Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't share it, but 4,500 times other people did. It's gotten 325,913 likes and is one comment shy of 8,000.
Comments, yep.
And it's definitely gone viral.
It's crazy.
From right here in Sioux Falls. They went to eat at IHOP on Christmas morning, decided to do something nice. They gave the waitress, who, as it turned out, was a single mom and had to work on Christmas Day, and they gave her a $100 tip, which I'm guessing she probably could really use. And so they took a picture of it, put it on Facebook, and, you know, hashtag Christmas spirit. And there were some negative comments.
Which makes me mad.
I had to ask Mel what negative comments were on there. And they were basically people saying, well, why do you have to brag about it? And so on and so forth. Ryan is on the phone. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing good.
So would you have taken a picture of the good deed and put it on Facebook?
Well, here's the deal. I know Jason personally,
mm-hmm.
the guy who did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that that was definitely not his intention.
Right.
What he was trying to do was exactly what Mel said. He was trying to make other people feel better about the holidays and see that good stuff can happen. So for those people that, you know, are alone on Christmas, going through a divorce or having struggles like that waitress was, that they're, you know, there's reason to have hope because there are people out there that aren't just concerned about themselves. And they will pay it forward and, you know, keep your head up because good things do happen on the holidays. I don't think he was trying to, you know, make himself feel good or look good. He just wanted to make sure everybody remembered that.
Yeah. And
that's exactly his intent.
And I don't disagree with that at all. I wouldn't have done it. I don't think there's anything wrong with the fact that he did.
It's fine that you wouldn't have done it. I love that he did that.
Sad that people had to get so negative about it.
I know that I would have never commented on it.
That's the thing. Yeah.
It might have gone through my head. And actually, when I read it, it didn't go through my head, and nothing went through my head about that until I asked you about it.
Right.
You know, what was the negative that people were commenting? You know,
yeah, so that was the saddest thing is, regardless of how people felt about it, the fact that people went as far as they did to make him feel bad about what he did or say the things they did. I mean, some people got pretty vulgar in their comments.
Really?
There's so many I couldn't get to all the negative ones on there.
There were people saying negative things about a waitress they've never met.
Yeah. Which it's ridiculous because
they took it and made it about the waitress.
Yeah. And it's so ridiculous because, like, these people are from all over because it got shared so many times.
Yeah.
And liked so many times.
I'll say this. You know, and I have no idea, but I would guess that most of the people that went where they did with it and were that negative are not people from South Dakota.
No.
Oh, no, I would bet they weren't.
And, you know, the thing is with 8,000 comments versus 735,000 likes on there, the like definitely outweighed
the negative. Yeah. I think that's pretty obvious. Hey, thanks for the call, Ryan.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
You too.
By the way, did you just say 325,735,000?
Oh, I don't know. I might have. I might have threw a little extra thousand in there.
I think you did.
Who cares?
No, I just thought that was funny. I got an email that, most of the texts I'm getting about this, their story from 3072. Their story is an inspiration, and that's what people are taking out of the story. Another one says that if I did that, I would have no problem posting it. My friends know who I am and how I am. Another text says, no, I normally don't agree with Mel, but in this circumstance, I do agree with her.
Thanks for not agreeing with me.
They were not bragging that they did it. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hopefully it inspires others to do random acts of kindness. I got an email that really kind of puts it in and gives it a different perspective. I don't think it was wrong for them to post. Neither do I. This is an email from Sean. He says, the question is, would Ellen DeGeneres be a bad person for all the acts she does on TV? Same
right.
type of thing here is nation. Just hers is nationwide right away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, all the random acts of kindness or things that she does that are good are televised.
Yeah.
Oprah, televised.
I don't think there's anything wrong there's nothing wrong with them posting it. I wouldn't have, but there's nothing wrong with it. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm sure it won't be hard to find on Facebook.
No,
is there
it's
a
not
link
hard.
directly to the photo?
Well, it would go to his Facebook page,
well,
I would guess.
But, I mean,
I don't know how
I
else
think
to
you
link
can,
it.
There's some way to link a photo or a
post.
On
the story I wrote, though, on our blog on hot1047.com, it has the picture.
Yeah, you can still see the picture, but anyway.
I don't know how to link it to it without going directly to his page.
I don't know either. I know there's a way to do it, but I don't know how. So, anyway, there is a very interesting drunk driver story.
Okay.
Not so much that it was a drunk driver, it was where the drunk driver was driving.
Oh, interesting.
And the irony is thick as gravy.
I like it.
It's coming up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:27 up to 22 today. No, 20 today. That was the forecast from Friday.
Okay.
I keep forgetting that I haven't changed it on the computer in front of me. We're going to get up to 20 today. 100% chance of snow. And in case you're like, I'm never going to make fun of people who don't know that it's snowing when it's snowing or raining when it's raining. Especially if it's dark out. We had to be told on Twitter that it was snowing out.
Thanks, Sean Cable.
Yeah. So anyway, so this is a funny story. Sad in some respects, but also kind of funny. Vermont State Police say a man faces a drunk driving charge after driving onto the lawn of the historic home in Dorset, Vermont, that was once owned by the co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh.
Police say 55-year-old Donald Blood III of Marlboro, Massachusetts, was ordered to appear in court on January 14th. Police say Blood thought he was driving into a parking lot, but actually it was the lawn of the Wilson House, built in 1852, the birthplace of AA co-founder Bill Wilson. The Wilson House's website describes it as a place of sanctuary where people can come to give thanks to God for their new lives. It still hosts several AA meetings every week.
Wow.
Driving drunk on the founder of AA's lawn. That's some good work there.
It's even worse than good work. Like, you know, when you say that being sarcastic, like that's some good work. Like that's.
Well, yeah. That was intended to be sarcastic.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, that's excellent work.
And on that note, I have drunk tweets.
Oh, yay!
It's been a while since we've done drunk tweets. These are all drunk tweets from Christmas. Half a glass of wine, and my Graham's already drunk and badly singing carols.
Nice.
Hashtag love Christmas. I just got a drunk text saying, I want a relationship with you. No. another drunk tweet. My dad's already drunk. I love when people are drunk and crying and cannot be anything but honest in that moment. These are all Christmas Day drunk tweets. I'm so embarrassed to say this, but I was sick today in front of my family. I drunk too much vodka and now am feeling very ill and poo.
Damn vodka and drunk it.
When my family tries to get me drunk, hashtag ha 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 ha, hashtag Merry Christmas. And finally, the final Christmas drunk tweet. I don't like door frames when I'm drunk.
Okay. Guessing me they either. Ran into a few.
I don't like them either. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
It is. It's that time of year to renew our gym membership we are never going to use.
Hot 104. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hey, hi.
Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
YOLO! You only live once, so you have to make bank as fast as you can, such is the motto of Drake, who's threatening Walgreens and Macy's for using the YOLO tagline on merchandise. Drake spent his Christmas Eve taking photos at the drug and department stores. Walgreens had a few caps labeled YOLO for $6 each, which didn't sit well with the MC who wrote Walgreens. Either got a chill or cut the check. By the way, he spelled check C-H-E-Q-U-E. He followed with another photo of a Peanuts t-shirt from Macy's that read, YOLO is my motto. Drake captioned the shot. Macy's, same goes for you. Unfortunately for the Canadian-born Drake, it's in addition to not being familiar with the U.S. spelling of check, C-H-E-C-K, he's also a bit confused about the country's trademark laws. MTV reports that there are already 100 trademark applications for the infamous acronym already. Yeah, and that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I tried to trademark awesome. But they wouldn't let me have it.
Yeah.
I also tried to trademark anyway.
You should trademark that. Because that is your segue word that you use all the time.
I only use it to try and end whatever it is that you're going on
ranting
and on about.
Oh, I did take some pictures for you, by the way, in the bathroom.
Okay, well... Pictures
about my Facebook.
Pictures don't happen. Pictures don't happen unless they're on Facebook.
Mm.
Right ahead.
Do you want me to email it to you then, or do you want me to text it to you, or should I just go ahead and post it and tag you on Facebook?
Just go ahead.
First of all, I took a picture of the fact that they put the toilet paper in wrong.
Nope, that's correct.
That's the wrong way.
Nope, that's correct.
Should go over. And then I took a picture of my boots for you.
You're standing up. You're not sitting.
No, I was sitting.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I was sitting.
Unless you can see the knees, it.
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to take a picture of the knees.
You got to see the knees in that picture.
Well, I was sitting, I promise.
It looks like you're standing.
I was sitting. Why would I take a picture of me standing while I was sitting or while I was in the bathroom? That would make no sense.
To try and hide the fact that you were not actually sitting?
I was, and I had to put if you notice, my feet are on the tippy toes because... The toilet's too high, and I have to sit with my feet up on the tippy toes. So it happens for us short people. Our feet can't go flat on the floor.
That happens to my daughter.
It does to me in the bathroom here.
Why are public toilets so tall?
I don't know. I don't know why they're not regular size.
Some of them are, it's almost like sitting on a counter.
Is it like, do they have to be industrial toilets or something?
I don't know. I have no idea why they sit so high, but they do.
I don't get it.
Nor do I. There was, speaking of the receipt and so on, you know, the good deed at Christmas, mm-hmm. This is a neat story I found. It was happened in Altoona, Iowa. A family there got a gift they're not going to forget. Ruby Modlin was grocery shopping at a Walmart there on Friday night, picking up some items to make cookies and stuff with her grandkids. When she noticed a man following her around the store, she kept noticing this guy and would smile at him. She thought maybe she graduated high school with the guy, wasn't sure. When she got to the checkout, her husband was about to pay. The man stepped in front of them and swiped his card instead.
Cool.
She said,
that gave me chills.
She said, what? And he said, I'm paying for this. I said, no, you're not. He said, yes, I am. The man paid and then handed her the receipt for $211 saying Merry Christmas.
Love it. See, now, how would anybody else know about this if somebody didn't post it or find out about the story?
But the guy, the receivers of the gift, I'm guessing, called the TV station. It was KCCI.com is where I found the story. I'm guessing the receivers of the gift.
Maybe.
Most givers of gifts don't like to. I mean, how many times you hear about an anonymous donation to whatever?
Right.
You know, I mean, most people don't want other people to know what they're donating. Partially because they don't want people to know that they have a lot of money. Yeah. Because then people come asking for it.
Right, right. I don't know. I think it's good to get other people to do other good things and pay it forward.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. I'm on your side.
Okay.
It's like you keep arguing with me about something I agree with you on.
Well, it's so weird to have you agree with me on something.
My opinion is slightly different, saying that I would not post it. That's the only difference.
I know, but I'm just saying that it's weird for you to agree with me on something that I really don't know how to react to it.
You still just keep trying to argue with me about it.
Chillax, Mel, you already won.
Relax. You don't have to try to keep winning. The horse is already dead. Quit beating it. Kelly Clarkson next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:54. We're going to top out at 20 today. It is snowing. You need to slow down. Visibility is not great. We got a photo tweeted to us by T Storm Chasers. They had a photo of the T exit, southbound off ramp.
Yes.
And yeah, it's pretty snowy and
pretty bad.
Looks like it's probably not the best driving conditions out there. So slow down. That's what you do.
I feel like we should go play and frolic in the snow. It's so pretty.
I feel like pushing you down into a snowbank.
Well, that's not very nice. Jeez, I just wanted to go play in the snow.
Well, that's part of playing in the snow. Is
not pushing me
pushing
down
your friends
into a
down
snowbank.
In the snow.
No, it's not. When you were younger, did you play like King of the Hill?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that was a great game.
End of the playground when all the snow was all
and you were
high.
The kid who was face down at the bottom of the hill crying.
No, I was not. You underestimate my power of queendom.
Oh.
I don't know.
Funny you ended that sentence with dumb.
Queendom.
a friend of mine D-O-M. On Facebook is in Texas right now. They got snow recently. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I think.
Yeah.
In Austin, Texas. And her status on Twitter, of course, she's from South Dakota, and she says, I'm not sure what's more annoying, snow in Texas or having to deal with people in Texas driving in the snow. My vote was for snow in Texas, because if you're from South Dakota and you go to Texas, you're expecting nicer, warmer weather.
Exactly, not snow.
Not the same weather you have back home.
That sucks.
Although it was probably 30 degrees warmer than it was here on Christmas Day. But I was totally... I don't mind watching Texans drive in the snow if I'm in Texas.
Okay.
That's entertainment. That'd be just a whole lot of fun. And then someone commented back at me, like, have you ever tried to drive to work in the snow in Austin? Well, of course not. I've never been to Austin, Texas.
Right. Well, it would probably be a little difficult. They don't have plows.
Right. And they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would if I was in Austin, Texas during the morning rush hour, though,
yeah,
I would probably grab myself a lawn chair, a warm coat, snow pants, hat, gloves, and a thermos of coffee. And I would sit at a busy intersection.
Don't forget a video camera.
And watch it like it was a parade.
Yeah. Don't forget a video camera.
You know, look at that idiot. He thinks he's going to slow down faster if he mashes the brakes. What a dummy.
Let off the gas.
You have to pump the brakes.
Let off the gas.
I find people who don't know how to drive in the snow amusing.
Oh, it is amusing. However, not so amusing when they rear end you.
No. Well, that's why I would not be driving. I would be in a lawn chair at least 30 to 40 feet away from the curb.
Good idea.
I wouldn't be right, you know, right there.
Yeah.
I would find a busy intersection with a somewhat elevated, you know, bit of landscaping, mm-hmm. you know, where I could sit up high,
yeah.
have a good view, or maybe even just sit in the back end of my pickup in a lawn chair,
mm-hmm.
you know,
that would work
and watch people slide through the intersection.
I would have a video camera
and then keep videoing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until I get some YouTube worthy stuff.
Right. I mean, you're sure to get some YouTube worthy stuff by doing that.
Oh yeah.
We could probably get some today even.
You know what? You're probably right. Because it is, I mean, it's coming down pretty good.
There is a lot of snow coming out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if we got like a foot and a half and all the weathermen are saying
2 to 5 inches?
4 or 5 inches.
It's possible we could.
We could.
I just can't believe like how much, how quickly it's been. And it was supposed to come later on today.
I'm just annoyed that I'm going to have to shovel my driveway and sidewalk.
I know, me too.
I don't like it. And you know, on the days where I actually have some cash in my pocket and don't want to do it, is the day the neighborhood kids don't stop at our door and ask to shovel the sidewalk.
You should have a little jar set aside for that cash.
Yeah.
For it. So when they do stop by, then you'd be like, yeah, buddy, got the money right here.
Here you go. Here's a dollar.
A dollar. How much do they charge?
I take it back. It wasn't snow shoveling. They were offering to rake our leaves.
Oh, okay. And how much were they charging for that?
I think he was asking $10.
That's not so bad. So like 20 maybe for the snow since it's cold?
No way.
Really?
No.
No?
Well, if he was working for, you know, it's probably a 10-year-old kid.
Okay.
If he was working for minimum wage, which is what, $7.15 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And it would probably take tops half hour to shovel our driveway.
So you think $10 is still the same even though the cold weather conditions?
No, I'm thinking like $3 because it would take a half hour. $3.50.
Really? That includes cold weather conditions.
I didn't say he got hazard pay.
Why wouldn't he get hazard pay? Should be like double time, triple time. I'd say $20.
Okay, I'll give him $7.15.
No, triple.
Double time.
Triple.
That would be double.
Triple.
Okay, I'll give him...
Listen, cheapskate. $20. $20. God. You don't have to get all dressed up in your warm stuff and shovel and worry about your back.
He doesn't have to change any diapers, okay? That's the kind of money reserved
for
the babysitter.
Pay.
Yeah. With my kids, yes, that's hazard pay.
Hot 104.7.com.